Airbus has more speed sensor advice for A330 operators. Poland's prime minister is not satisfied with a Russian investigation. And the FAA has emergency ADs for Piaggio and Schweitzer operators. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Aerocast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, December 23rd, 2010. Airbus has sent a telex to companies operating A330 and A340 aircraft, advising specific responses to the failure of airspeed indicators and their effects on autopilot behavior in conditions the POH refers to as alternate law. This stems from the loss of Air France Flight 447 and all on board over the Atlantic an hour out of Rio de Janeiro on June 1st last year. While the flight data and voice recorders have never been found, investigators believe erroneous airspeed indications may have led to the aircraft exceeding a safe airspeed in severe turbulence during a thunderstorm, or led the flight crew to allow the airplane to stall. EADS and EASA cooperated to get all the airspeed probes replaced on similar planes after that crash. The new guidance from Airbus addresses the correct response to a condition in which the autopilot disengages when redundant airspeed indications don't agree. Specifically, it warns not to re-engage the autopilot just because the redundant indicators later agree again, noting that they could both be wrong. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says the findings of a Russian investigation into the accident last April, which fatally injured President Lech Kaczynski, are, quote, unacceptable without question, unquote. He cited what he called omissions, errors, and the absence of reaction to requests from the Polish government in calling the conclusions in the report unjustified. In a speech in Brussels, he commented, quote, I'm not saying they are false, but they are not confirmed by tests, unquote. 95 people, including Poland's president, his wife, military leaders, and several members of parliament, were killed when the Soviet-made Tu-154 went down on approach April 10th. The French news service AFP reports that a Russian preliminary report indicates the crew ignored warnings about heavy fog at Smolensk in northwest Russia and attempted the landing despite those warnings. There were also reports of passengers in the cockpit shortly before the airplane went down. Russia gave the Polish government a 200-page report in October, but said it would not publish its findings until Poland had made comments. AFP reports a 150-page response was sent back to Russia within the 60-day comment period. The FAA has issued two emergency ADs in the past few days for operators of the Piaggio P-180. The latest supersedes the first to fix a missing diagram. The AD was prompted by a case in which the drain holes designed to allow condensation from the air conditioning system to drain became plugged, and the resulting trapped water froze in the belly of the plane, jamming the flight controls. The AD requires a functional test of the drain holes and a report to the FAA on the findings. Another emergency AD affects certain Schweitzer helicopters, prompted by a lock nut working loose on the tail boom aft cluster fitting strut. Further investigation revealed the lock nut on the expandable bolt did not have the proper threads. This condition, if not corrected, could result in the strut and drive shaft separating from the helicopter and subsequent loss of control. There's no slack in this one. The FAA has ruled the prescribed fix must be done before the next flight, and there will be no ferry permits to get it to the shop. Find details on this AD and more info on the Airbus and Piaggio stories in text form at aero-news.net. All three stories are dated December 22nd. Up next on ANN, HAI will host an industry forum and broadcast it online. Avalon has ordered 8 A320s. And President Obama speaks up for missile defense. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through control. Cirrus has completely reinvented the personal aircraft and the entire experience of owning a personal aircraft. It's a bold new take on private aviation that we call Cirrus Flying 2.0. You set the schedule. You chart the course. You're in control.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for December 23rd. I'm Paul Platt. Helicopter Association International President Matt Zaccaro will host a forum on public aircraft in Alexandria, Virginia on Thursday, January 20th in cooperation with the FAA and industry participants. The NTSB, whose chairman Deborah Herzman recently called out the FAA for slack regulation, making public use aircraft, quote, the orphans of the aviation industry, unquote, is also expected to participate. HAI will facilitate the forum to address industry-developed questions and related information. The list of Q&As will be available on HAI's website and on the FAA's General Aviation and Commercial Division's website soon after the first of the year. For those who cannot attend in person, the meeting will be broadcast over the Internet. You can get details as they develop on HAI's website, www.rotor.com. The aircraft leasing group Avalon says it signed a firm order for 8 A320s from Airbus. The planes will be equipped with the new fuel-saving Sharklets option. Avalon says it will announce an engine selection in the near future. Avalon is headquartered in Ireland and says its primary asset focus is on young, fuel-efficient, single-aisle aircraft. Airbus sales chief John Leahy says, quote, we look forward to building a strong relationship with Avalon and view their latest order as clear confirmation of the aviation sector's faster-than-predicted recovery, unquote. President Obama's political foes like to paint him as weak on defense, but the chairman and founder of the Missile Defense Advocacy Alliance says he has analyzed a recent statement by the president and concludes that it's not only the strongest statement in support of missile defense during his time in office, but maybe one of the strongest ever by any U.S. president. On Saturday, President Obama wrote the letter to the leadership of the U.S. Senate, Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell. Missile defense analyst and Missile Defense Advocacy Alliance chair Ricky Ellison says the president's concluding paragraph sends a strong positive message to our nation, our allies, and to the world in his commitment to developing and deploying missile defense. Quote, as long as I am president and as long as the Congress provides the necessary funding, the United States will continue to develop and deploy effective missile defenses to protect the United States, our deployed forces, and our allies and partners. My administration plans to deploy all four phases of the European phased adaptive approach, while advances of technology or future changes in the threat could modify the details or timing of the latter phase, I will take every action available to me to support the deployment of all four phases, unquote. Still ahead, there's an app for that, but it costs $12,000. New CAP leadership prepares to take office in February, and the flying ice cream cone is headed back to production. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, December 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. An Australian company has introduced what it says is the world's most expensive mobile phone app. At least for most people, $12,500 for a mobile phone app would be considered expensive. But ASIC notes that if you own a private jet already equipped with an inexpensive satellite link, the app lets your mobile phone connect via Bluetooth to make calls. Emulating conventional aircraft mobile phone systems, it can cost up to $500,000. ASIC CEO Ron Chapman says of his product, quote, SafeCell delivers virtually the same features you receive from a conventional aircraft mobile phone system, but without the $500,000 price tag, roaming charges, or additional 85 kilograms of weight, unquote. SafeCell BizJets considers its initial target market to include about 16,000 corporate aircraft equipped with satellite links. If you see a BizJet owner sobbing hysterically after dropping his smartphone on the tarmac, he probably just bought that app. Among the industries that appear to be picking up as 2010 ends is the engraving of new office door nameplates. One of Civil Air Patrol's long-serving and most active members, former CAP National Commander Brigadier General Richard Anderson of Woodbridge, Virginia, has been elected chairman of the Board of Governors. Retired U.S. Air Force Major General John Spiegel of Vienna, Virginia, has been elected vice chairman. Both will serve two-year terms, beginning in February. And Brantley International Helicopters has announced that industry veteran Kyle Hardman has come on board as its new president. Cheng Shenzong, chairman of the Qingdao Brantley Investment Group, the Chinese firm that now owns the company, said of Hardman, quote, "His depth of experience as a program leader and helicopter engineer will be invaluable in guiding our efforts to bring the Brantley B-2B light helicopter back into production," unquote. Hardman responds, quote, "I can't begin to express my excitement about this opportunity and the gratitude for the trust they have shown in me to take this project forward. I guess you can say helicopters are in my blood. My father was with Bell for 36 years. I grew up across the street from the factory. People have forgotten what an incredible machine the Brantley B-2B is. At the height of its production, the company built one half of the civilian helicopters manufactured in the U.S. Being able to start with a proven design like the B-2B and improve it with today's computer-aided design and manufacturing techniques is going to help us make a great helicopter even better," unquote. Hardman says the company is choosing a location for its new factory. Dallas-Fort Worth is said to be among the candidates. Prior to joining Brantley, Hardman was a principal engineer with Bell Helicopter Textron in Fort Worth, Texas. Before that, he was lead engineer senior with Vought Aircraft. Hardman's an aircraft owner with single and multi-engine land, seaplane, and glider ratings. The B-2B is sometimes called the flying ice cream cone for its conical tail shape and has a distinctive double-bubble canopy. The B-2B has some devoted fans, and while not everyone thinks it's beautiful, the unique cabin shape does look a little like cleavage. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Speaking of new office door nameplates, today we'll hear the first installment of a two-part interview with Kurt Robinson, who back in August took over the company founded by his famous father, Frank, just as the Turbine R66 was clearing certification. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.